If you think that putting up a tire swing is a fairly uncomplicated thing to do, then you're partly right. Putting it up is the easy part, but getting it to stay there for years so that generations may enjoy it is a bit of a secret. A secret I'm going to share with you today. The politics of hanging a tire up on a tree in public will vary from block to block. I can't help you navigate cranky neighbors who don't care to hear the sounds of children playing gleefully. You're on your own there. Also, it's not technically legal to put up a swing on the public, most times grassy side of the sidewalk. That is, the side that isn't your property yet which you're obligated to mow, and where dogs are allowed to poop. People have been doing it for decades and unless your neighbors are monsters you'll be fine. I'm simply here to share the basic science, and the materials needed, to hang a decent tire swing. That is, beyond a used tire, for which any brand or quality will do. I stumbled upon this science 6 years ago when I had the bad luck of having to replace a tire on my car, at the same time I was selling my tiny fishing boat. When I bought the vessel I paid a lot of money for a fancy rope for it, and instead of giving it to the buyer I squirreled it away. When I say, fancy rope, of course I don't mean that yellow polypropylene crap you can buy at Canadian Tire. I once saw a tire swing tied with that stuff fray and snap, leaving a child crying on the sidewalk as the faded all-season Michelin from a 2002 Saturn View slowly rolled down the block before thumping to a stop on my neighbor Jason's recycling bin. The rope I tucked away, and which you need in order to make a long-lasting tire swing, is high-quality marine rope. That stuff the bougie yacht people use for anchor lines. It's built to last in salt water for years, so hanging under the branch of a tree and being exposed to Vancouver's rain hardly affects it. It's generally made of braided nylon, which allows it more give than polypropylene, making for a smoother swinging experience. It'll cost you about $40 for 50 feet of it, but it will be well worth it as you'll never have to replace it. As you can see by the photo of my rope swing here, I can't help you when it comes to tying a good-looking knot. I can, however, tell you that if you simply tie a whole bunch of regular knots together in a mess, it should hold for at least 6 years. Enjoy your tire swing.